I was pleased with basically the report and the statement that the president made. There are still some things that are unclear in terms of particularly the level of authority that the cyber coordinator is going to have. But overall, it was a positive step forward on better securing our cyber space infrastructure.
Definitely gets everything off of square one and moves it forward. What sort of more momentum do you see this having, and what happens with it next?
Well, one of the most important things, of course, was the president said that our cyber assets are national assets, and we'll use basically all assets of national power to protect it, which is something that I and my the other three co-chairs of the CSIS Commission had called for, along with the commission itself. This was the CSIS Commission on Cybersecurity for the 44th Presidency, sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and basically created and put forward a robust blueprint of how best to do cybersecurity. And many of the recommendations of the commission were adopted by the report that came out of the White House and that the president spoke about last week.
One thing that the commission, that you guys said in the commission and the president seems to have signed on to, is the idea that there needs to be a central point person spearheading cybersecurity. Why is this matter, and is there a name that you're looking at that the president should at least consider?
Sure. I was pleased that the president seemed to go in the direction of adopting what we had recommended. Of course, what authority this person ultimately has is still unclear, so I'll be following this issue very closely. But it's what is clear is that and the president really ostensibly acknowledged this, that no one department or agency in the federal government can do this on its own, that it really does need broader coordinating authority out of the White House and within the White House. And that's what basically he's done, moving us in that direction. So the president's calling this a cyber coordinator. Now, whether that position will actually have the authority of a deputy assistant to the president with policy and budget authority, we'll have to wait to see on that one. And also, what's going to be important is who the person is. And I don't know, what the president, what the administration will decide on who this person will be. But hopefully, it will be someone that has strong credentials in cybersecurity. Certainly, can't be any kind of a political appointee, and I don't expect that. This will be someone I hope that has respected credentials in the area of cybersecurity and that will be able to work closely on the budgetary and policy authorities that the office needs.
It sounds like this report envisions and perhaps even calls for more coordination between private and public sectors, blurring those lines, if you will, between the private and public sector, specifically where cybersecurity is an issue. Do you see that too?
We do have to have better coordination between the federal government and the private sector in a number of ways. You look, for example, much of our infrastructure in critical assets is in private hands. The power grid, the banking system, telecommunications system, these are really ostensibly within the private sector. So there's got to be very close coordination between the federal government and the private sector.
And that gives the cyber coordinator a lot of power.
Well, it does, but again, the report looked at saying that, and it said we're not going to create standards. Now, that means standards, and we're not going to have we'll have hands off. That's a bad thing if it means that we'll have, we're not going to set, just dictate what the standard should be, but we will regulate and incentivize where possible, then that's a good thing. I think that's hopefully the direction that they're taking.
One of the concerns that I heard as I've been talking to folks is that this person will report to both the National Security Council and the National Economic Council, almost splitting, it's always hard when you have two bosses.
It is.
Is that a point of concern?
Well, it is for me. Again, it depends on what line of authority the person has, and will they have more direct access to the president. And the president did say that this person would have access to him. We will have to take a wait and see attitude on that. But this cybersecurity does have both a security and an economic component to it. The internet is a wonderful and incredibly powerful tool. It's it's made the world smaller. It's improved commerce. But at the same time, this is a security issue as well, and we need to protect it as such.
This has become such a priority, and things have moved relatively quickly so far. The 60-day top-to-bottom review, the report being released. Are things going to start moving a lot more deliberately now that you have to get very granular?
Yeah, I think it will. And again, it's the administration, by issuing and finishing the 60-day review, issuing this report, is basically making a statement that it is the cyber efforts for the federal government are going to be better coordinated out of the White House, and it's going to be receive much more of a priority than it had in the previous administration.
I was talking to one CIO at a big agency, and this person was telling me that they were mostly pleased that there's now a direction. There have been so many scattered people all offering their, and organizations all offering their viewpoint on what needs to be done. This at least gives at least some roadmap, some direction that everyone can march in.
That's right. That's right. You know, the president stating that it's a national asset, that you know, we're going to have a better coordination. His the president's statement was good. The report was positive. Again, now we just have to it's the devil's always in the details, but they're moving in the right direction. I believe. I just hope that we do this right on the authority side, and this person does have access on both the president, but also can coordinate on the budgetary policy.
I did hear some criticisms, people saying, you know what, in the end, we've never had a cyber Pearl Harbor. We've never had something that's been that big. Are we giving this too much attention?
Well, I think it does deserve the presidential focus that it's been getting. And although a cyber 9/11 hasn't happened yet, or a cyber Pearl Harbor, if you will, I believe it's very possible that we will see something like that, or we could. And the idea is that we need to get out ahead of this to better protect the country in cyberspace. You know, we don't want to look at, what we could have done, should have done, after it happens. And, of course, this is a difficult issue because achieving cybersecurity is a moving target. It's very difficult and challenging to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. Right now, I don't think we are one step ahead of the bad guys. And we have to get better at cybersecurity. And the president's plan of this report that has come out is giving us a blueprint of how to get there. It becomes a challenging heel issue because something, hasn't happened on the scale of a cyber Pearl Harbor. I'm sure I question the minds of many, do they really get it? How do we get people to understand this? And, I want this to be a clarion call to get the cybersecurity issues right before something happens, so that hopefully we can avoid it. Perhaps a success will be a silent one if, we're able to avoid a cyber Pearl Harbor. And that's fine with me if it's a silent success. I believe it's real. It's an issue. And we need to tackle it, putting the right resources and authorities behind it.